Let's just take a moment, and if you're comfortable with it, close your eyes. And reach out with your fingers of spirit to recognize peace. Peace and calm settling all around you. It's so clear, it's so real, you can smell it. Your back settles into the chair, and you are relaxed. And in your spirit, you rise up, and you go to the door, and you say, I know it's been hot, it's been dry, it's been awful, and everything is crusty and crunchy, and I don't care. I'm going to go outside. I need to take a walk. And you open the door. You go outside, you smell the air, and it kind of crusts within your nose. But you go ahead and take those steps down from your porch. And as you step on the grass, you can feel it crunch beneath your feet. And even though you feel that crunch beneath your feet and it feels kind of barren, you decide it's okay. You keep walking. And then you notice off to the side, there's a flower. A very small flower, a purple flower. It's popping up out of the ground. And you go over and you look at it. And as you stare, you go, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. And as you slowly walk away, the ground, the grass is still crunchy, but in your mind you remember the beauty of that flower. And as you take a few more steps, you notice they're everywhere, very small. And you try not to step on them. And your heart rejoices with the beauty of these little things that you had missed. And you begin to smile. And with each smile and each step, you notice that the ground is not quite as crunchy, and you're beginning to step on softness, on grass. And you realize you're standing within a large circle of grass, and you wonder, how far is this going to go? You don't want to leave it. You're so happy that it's there. And then you suddenly recognize that with each step you take, this big circle of grass is moving with you. It's coming with you in each step. And now that smile is going from ear to ear as you recognize that although things far around you may be crunchy and dry, where you are, you have created a paradise. And instead of going any further, you decide to sit down, crawl on your knees, and be thankful that you never, ever have to walk on dry ground again. And so it is.